Hello, and thanks for joining me on another episode of Leadership Bits, where every bit counts. I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, and I help tech executives lead and create autonomous teams. Today, I'd like to talk to you about how you should be interacting with your team physically and online. What am I talking about? It seems that more and more leaders, be it directors, VPs, whatever, once they reach their very nice office, or at least have a desk that's not in the middle of the bullpen, start hanging out specifically there for way too long and aren't seen as much as they need to be seen across the rest of the company. All right, let me give you a few examples. This one company had a CTO that you would essentially never see outside of his office. Maybe you might stumble upon him in a meeting, or maybe grabbing some drink. But in general, you would never see him in the other offices. And that means that he essentially treated his office like some sort of a mecca. You had to go there if you wanted to see him. You'd never see him walking around in the office. And that means that he didn't actually know how things are happening. And I'm seeing this more and more often. You, as a leader, have to be walking around a bit and actually seeing what people are doing. This is some basic random sampling. I'm not talking about having a scheduled visit from management, all right? That's not what we want. We don't want people to actually tidy up their desks before you come in or something like that. That's not what we're after. What we want is to make sure that you actually get to see how people work. And that way you can see what things are going on properly, where you can actually help, where things have been falling between the cracks or whatever. Why is this? This isn't a principle that I've invented. Managing by walking around or by wandering around is a concept that has been in use for decades before I was even born. And this relies on the fact that as a manager and a leader, if you actually get to see people doing the work without them having prepared to be watched, you can actually see what things are going on properly and which aren't. Half of what I see in companies as a consultant and how I help processes is simply because I'm in there and seeing how people are actually doing the work when leadership is too busy. So we'll talk about the mess you've got on your calendar in some other time. But today, I want to stress the fact that you should be having some time right there. Maybe if it's some sort of a big open space, make sure to send there while you're writing emails a few hours a week. Maybe if you all have a bunch of different offices, make sure that you go over there and do a whole office tour. I don't know, whenever you grab a drink or something like that, make sure to see how people are doing what they're doing. And in today's industry, this isn't, of course, limited to simply your physical locations. A lot of the conversations and work are actually taking place online, and that's why you should make sure to be present on some of your company's Slack channels or whatever, not just the Project X Slack channel, but if you've got a Slack channel about, I don't know, food, ideas, some guilds, whatever people are doing, wherever discussions are happening, you should be there. And not, you don't have to read everything, all right? I know you don't have the time to read all the spam posts, but what you should have is a basic inkling and connection to the way things are being done. Otherwise, you're going to be missing out on so many things, and you'll eventually be seen as someone sitting in an ivory tower where you might have an open door, but no one's going to walk through it. You have to reach out to people. This means the world, especially in smaller companies where people want to be treated as important players in the startup scene, and especially in bigger companies where people already feel like small parts in a bigger machine. And if they get to see leadership every once in a while and they feel like you understand what they're doing, that makes all the difference. Now, you might feel that it's weird, but let me tell you, after you do it for, I don't know, like, make sure to drop by for a couple of weeks, it becomes the norm and everyone gets used to it. It's just weird the first couple of times, and it's going to be weird if you're going to be doing it like a parent on a school trip coming over to the class and asking, oh, what are we laughing about? All right, that's not what you need to do. Sit closer part of the time. Maybe come over, work with someone, and then linger there a bit, all right? Have some chit-chat. Come over with your laptop to discuss things with people and don't always make them come over to you. Whatever, just simply start being there. And the magic here is that by simply seeing you more, people will also get used to talking, discussing with you, and wanting to get and provide you feedback. That's something that will never happen. If you don't have any real connection with your non-direct reports, you're never going to get candid, real feedback unless it's too late, all right? You don't want to get the candid feedback when they're coming in to tell you that they're leaving for a different place. You want to hear that when they have issues. You want to hear when you did something wrong, I don't know, in some big all hands and you said something you shouldn't have in their opinion. That is why they need to see you more. And you need to see them, because then you can see if there are redundant processes, if silos are forming, so that you can see that one team is doing something that has a big connection to that what that other team did a couple of weeks ago, but they don't know because they're sitting apart or whatever. Yes, that's not your job description. That's not all you should be doing, but it's a big part of being able to help the team in a general sense and having this bigger picture that we're looking for. So to sum this up, managing by walking around, it's been known to be great for decades and you should start doing it, all right? If you're a geek like me, if you're an introverted person like most of us are, I think, in this industry, that's okay. You don't need to be some Mr. Funny Guy. You just need to be there a bit. Have a basic chit-chat. Hear them say something, I don't know, about Game of Thrones or something, and have a line to say as well, and that's it. But also be there and see how things are doing. That's it. Very, very simple, very, very basic. And let me tell you what, basic common sense things is half of what I do, and it's amazing the impact it has once you start actually implementing it. And that's your homework for today, all right? I'm hoping to hear some interesting stories from you. Write back to me. My website is on the show notes, avivbenyosef.com. And thanks again for joining me.